Let's relax in the arms of spirit. And one thing we know for sure is that the Creator, God, Spirit, whatever name you want to give it, loves us beyond measure. So I want to invite you to close your eyes and contemplate that statement that God, the Creator, Spirit, loves you beyond measure. What does that mean for you? Does that change anything? If you remind yourself in every second, every moment of every day, there is a loving Creator that knows your name and loves you beyond measure, and that there is nothing you need to do except receive this love and discover this love of the Creator. And that really is the task we are being asked to do, is to remember that we are a piece of the divine. And when we remember, we are the piece of the divine, we are reminded that every other human on the planet is a piece of the divine as well. And so let us now hear more from Kryon as we learn about the power of life and the light energy we contain.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. The meditation tonight invites you to remember. And even in that statement, there is a premise that inside of every single human being, there is knowledge. And that knowledge necessarily hasn't been forgotten. It's simply not at the top of remembering. It's not at the top of the pile of survival, you might say. The human being is asked to remember. Remember what? Remember what they came in with, that they inherited, you might say, from that which is God and Spirit and their soul. And that inheritance is the power of life. Once you start remembering who you are, that onion starts to be peeled. And the peelings come off, and they're everything you're taught that keeps you from knowing who you are. And they slough off generally, one by one, and the revelation leaves you gasping with the beauty of who you are and what you might be able to do that no one really truly has told you. So again, the premise is this, dear ones. You don't have to learn it from scratch. You don't have to climb stairs to deserve it. That's a metaphor. What you have to do is learn to remember. One of the things that we are teaching this month, this is the second channel of the month regarding this. One of the things we are teaching is that there is a new energy on this planet. You might say that the energy might have always been there, but it's greatly enhanced, and it has to do with two attributes. One is what we call not life force, but the power of life. The power of life. We've referred to this as an increased esoteric imprint of you on the planet. And that means that life itself, you being alive on the planet, is exceptionally valuable. Exceptionally valuable. More so than ever before. Especially those who would listen to something like this, who would be part of a program like this. Because the ones who are interested and attracted to this are the old souls that have come back in, some of whom have awakened and are starting to remember. How many of you are starting to realize that there's something beautiful in you that you were never told about? It's what I see. I see all of you. Every single one. And the interesting part is I see you now. And what is now? It's whenever you're watching this program. Doesn't matter if it's a year from now. It matters not. Time is not relevant at all in a multidimensional place. I see you. I know you. I see your magnificence and your beauty. Do you? Can you remember with me just how important it was to come in at this time? Most of you will say, no, I don't remember any of that. Well, then let me tell you, this was a choice you made, knowing that the shift might happen during your lifetime, knowing that this imprint you have on the planet would increase in its effect on others. You also have what we will call light energy. Now, light energy is an awareness factor of waking up to a bigger you. We've said that word before. Waking up to the power of the higher self, you might say. That is the bigger you on earth. Is it possible that part of your soul, your divine soul, is a light, like a searchlight in the dark, and you've discovered it, and you're carrying it? And the answer is yes. Is it possible that the channels of long ago that I gave about the lighthouse are starting to occur to you now? That you start understanding that the lighthouse is a guardian. It protects, it keeps people out of trouble. It guides them to a safer place. And that's part of that new light that you have. What I am telling you right now is that you're more important right now than you ever thought you would be to the scheme of divinity on the planet, the plan, the system that is here called the shift. And the most important part you play, I would say, is this the subject of the second channel of the month? Your impact on others. How do you see others? The answer is not well. The human being is conditioned to see others as they were told to see others. They don't see them in pure love. They don't see their soul. They see them as who they are in their culture. And that has been programmed and trained for a very long time. This is where your new light and your new power of life starts to come in. Because it starts to retrain and reframe your own reaction to how you might see others. The beauty of the angel inside is how you see another human being, another soul. Do you see them as a problem? Do you see them as trouble? Do you expect certain things from certain people because of their history or the way they look? Or can you start to reframe it all? And no matter who is in front of you and in what condition they're in front of you or what environment they're in front of you, no matter what, can you see their soul first? Can you love them just by looking at them? Wow. That is the lesson for today. This new esoteric imprint of yours on this planet is a new tool. And this is how it starts. It starts by enhancing your ability to see others wiser. It's a program that you are rewriting in yourself. And so many of you are starting to see other human beings in other groups, in other countries, far differently than your parents or your grandparents ever did. You're starting to look at them and say, well, they deserve what I deserve, remembrance of their divinity. And they may be absolutely clueless. They may stand in front of you angry at you for some reason, even though they don't know you. Can you love them first? I gave a channel a while back, and I gave you the attributes of mastery. And the first one I want you to remember is always that one, which is always the first one. Mastery does not react. Mastery observes. And then it uses compassionate action depending upon the circumstance. When you see a person who is angry or you don't agree with, or you really don't think is correct and they're acting poorly, any of those things, it's a judgment, is it not? It's hard to get around. You programmed to see it that way. As soon as you know perhaps their political affiliation isn't yours, what do you think? What if the first thing that happens is that you love them? And if you see they're in trouble, perhaps, because they're angry or they're frustrated, even if it's at you, your first reaction then is to send them this new light you have in compassionate action, because you know they're in trouble. Perhaps they are clueless to any part of their own divinity. Perhaps they're frustrated because they feel victimized in this life. They haven't discovered what you've discovered. So this second teaching I give you about this new imprint you have is how you see others. And what you might do to change how you see others and to start working this puzzle of seeing all humanity and healing them as you look at them and healing yourself as the two of you look at each other. All humans, dear ones, have the same divinity you do. And now we are working on remembering it all. I am Kryon, in love with humanity. Congratulations for more light on this planet, that I could give you this message today. And so it is.